Welcome. You going to talk about Nate Silver now, Bob?
I just saw his name. Who's this, Anonymous?
This is Sarah. I do have a quick question. I have different electronic devices that I use to make tracks for music, and one of them I just went to grab, and the battery's corroded in it, and I just wanted to ask Ion, is there a safe way to clean that out and reuse it, or is it just trash it?
Use a hammer. That's the safest
okay.
way. It's more reliable than bleach bit.
All right.
But be sure you give them a copy of all your files to the FBI first in case they need it for future. Might be your get-out-of-jail Trump card.
Oh, yeah. Well, well, I did that and I made a hard copy. And I did. My password is I roll my knuckles across the keyboard, so it's there.
And another good one is Hubbub. Oh, wait, now we've told you. If you're giving away passwords, you can't ever use it anymore. Hubbub. But use password. Password is the most secure password because then you forgot or forget password. So instead, forget password. Then you know what? It's a forget password. Make sure you make a space in.
Plus, yeah, it's one that, like, it doesn't tell you. We can't use all numbers. I don't think it would tell me you can't use password as a password.
I know. There it is. I know what it's saying.
All right, well, TTFN.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, so the next, who's this Anonymous? You're the mute?
The blue?
Yeah, they didn't respond.
Maybe they don't want to talk to you. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they just want to see. Maybe they just want to play with it. Maybe. Could be. Maybe they're just listening
to us. Is this Bert?
Hey, Bert.
No, who's that? Who said hi?
That's me, Kate.
It's Kate.
Hi, Ion. You've definitely got my attention. And I'm here now.
Excellent. So, well, we're welcome. We didn't want to add any undue strain or pressure, but got your attention even so, eh?
Yes. Well, there's a bit of pressure.
Excellent. It's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. Just saying, darling, don't be coy. We've got this. We keep telling y'all, and y'all don't seem to get it. We're here for you, not the other way around.
So I'm talking to myself right now, right? Because I'm basically
But you're being very, very, very demonstratively inappropriate. You won't believe yourself. If you'd give yourself an ass pass, you'd have a lot more gas. No, we're not trying to be mean. We're not being mean either. We're being curt. That's right.
I was thinking that maybe if I called in and talked to you, that would help.
It will. So talk to us about Nate Silver.
Okay, what's something I should ask about it? I don't know what that is.
Well, let us remind you, you're having a conversation with yourself. So you're now talking to yourself about something that you don't know about. And you're asking yourself about it because you want to talk about it now. And we're saying, well, hey, self. Why don't self come in here and talk about Nate Silver? And you go, well, thank you, self, for talking to me, self, because if I was a self, if I had a self to be the self, I'd be self, and I'd know. But,
I don't know what to say about that.
Look up Nate Silver while you're forming your question.
Okay.
If you knew you were going to talk to us, why wouldn't you be ready to go when you're talking to us? If you knew you wanted to talk to us, it was going to make you better. Oh, yeah, there was that pressure thing.
Okay, if I'm mostly you, if I'm mostly non-physical, then how come I'm so nervous?
Stop. You're making us gush. You're making us gush. Stop. 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 It's so exciting. Go ahead. Ah, we're beklempt over here, darling.
Why is it so intimidating to talk to you? I don't get it.
Because you have to connect it to something. See, some people are so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good. If you have all the power in the world and can't attain it, then it's no good to you. If you are ascended completely now but don't know it, it's no good to you. If you have the cat of a thousand heels swimming the hill, are you still begging for milk? We can't quite figure it out. And yet, sometimes you engage it, and all of a sudden you do, and then all of a sudden it is, and you go, wow, this is so incredible. Why didn't I do this a millennia ago? And we wouldn't be having this conversation. But then Marie Antoinette did the same thing. Strolling through the castle, let the fuckers eat cake. And then next thing you know, they turn, that was not for me, Bob. Let the fuckers eat cake. And then they turn around and she walks to the fireplace and says, oh, have a nice day. Bring me another lover.
All right, Nate Silver. So is he a speaker? Is he going to help me somehow?
What is he doing now? He's unskewing poles, isn't he?
Yes.
Which poles, Kate? All of them.
Okay, so should I just go read about him?
No, you're talking to yourself. What would you like to do? You're talking to yourself, so why wouldn't you just talk about that?
So I'm out of Canada right now. If I don't go back to Canada, will there be any issues with that? Is there a possible way for me to just stay here? Because I love it here and I don't want to go back to purgatory.
Well, you have to go back for a visit because you got to keep your card right. But once you get your work visa done, you're good, aren't you?
That's easier said than done.
Well, self, next time you talk to yourself, you might find out about that, self.
But I want to ask you, do you have any suggestions how I can get a work visa? Is it supposed to be so complicated?
It's not complicated, darling. Don't make it hard. What you need is a trend line adjustment. When you compare your situation to the previous situation, when you do it the same way as the way you've been trending before, you make a series of assumptions. The regression analysis gets you to a new trend adjustment. Now that sticks to your model, then your new number or model is not like the old problem. And you'll probably end up being right because you're right most every time. If you think you fucked up, then you're fucked. If you think you're going to win, you win. If you think you don't know, you don't know. Bob doesn't care. He just lets it happen. Bob's just a guesser. He just keeps guessing where the trend line adjustment. And he throws that out so many times, it always lands on his dot. And so then the punditry that dressed up the sophisticated mathematical modeling that is the Bob's conundrum is nothing other than proliferated, pontificated, foddered shit from a bull.
Okay. So if I just basically relax and allow this and slack off like I have been doing for so long, will you just help me and then we'll just move along nicely? Like what happened to Bob?
Well, if you're going to monkeying around with the numbers, okay, then you're going to make a mockery of the very forecasting industry that you're popularizing.
Ion, you have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
That's
Nate
the headline.
Silver?
Yeah, Nate Silver rose to prominence in 2012 when, as a writer for the New York Times, he correctly predicted the winner of the presidential election in all 50 states. What does that mean?
He guessed which states were going to guess right, the most right.
Now, with the ESPN-owned website 538. Nate Silver is slightly less certain of the election outcome this year and slightly less certain than any other major poll aggregator of a Hillary Clinton victory. As of this writing, Silver gives Donald Trump a 35.2% chance of winning the election. The Times, by comparison, has Trump's win probability at 14%. And the Huffington Post gives the Republican nominee just a 2% chance of victory, which moved their Washington bureau chief, Ryan Grimm, to write a piece criticizing Nate Silver for putting his thumb on the scales and fucking around with the numbers. Grimm accused Silver of changing poll results to achieve a result beneficial to Trump. By monkeying around with the numbers like this, Silver is making a mockery of the very forecasting industry that he popularized, Grimm wrote.
Look at there. That sounds like the same problem Kate's having. Bob, you're helping Kate. This is great.
Grim says, I get why Silver wants to hedge. It's not easy to sit here and tell you that Clinton has a 98% chance of winning. Everything inside it screams out that life is too full of uncertainty, that being so sure is just a fantasy. Everything inside us screams out that life is too full of uncertainty, that being so sure is just a fantasy. But that's what the numbers say. What is the point of all the data entry, all the math, all the modeling, if when the moment of truth comes, we throw our hands up and say, hey, anything can happen? If that's how we feel, let's scrap the entire political forecasting industry. Silver's guess that the race is up for grabs might be a completely reasonable assertion, but it's the stuff of punditry, not mathematical forecasting.
That's not true.
What, the fact it's the stuff of punditry? That's not true.
The guess is not a guess. It's a known. They're just trying to say it's not known, so it's not. It's the same thing you do with alt-select. You hate them. You want them all divest cancer, but not really. You really like them around, so you have somebody kick when they want to get poking at you. So you'll go into the subgenius just sometimes to show them how subgenius they are. And see, the minor bird only counts if he has something to mime.
The minor bird is there to have something to mime.
Yes.
Okay, let me just put that in there. Staying at 741. And before that, you were explaining the uncertainty principle in polling. Then I'll put Nate Silver in brackets. See how I cleverly maintain my records, Kate? Nate Silver.
Yeah.
Okay, Aya, you're saying Trump wins with 294 electoral votes, and these articles are saying that Trump's got 2% chance, Hillary's got 98% chance. Why are you so different from them? Oh, let me just, then I would say next.
Because they didn't count.
You have said the polls don't tell us anything. You stand by that, right?
All they're saying is that the Clinton News Network is calling 600 loyal Democrats that only listen to the Clinton News Network and ask them what they think. And when they tell them what they think, that the night they do it, they says, well, the most current Clinton News Network poll of polls is that Hillary Clinton is up by 75% and Donald Trump got 2% and Jill is fucking the Green Party. And we didn't say pussy, but we're going to say pussy later. We started talking this campaign with pussy, and did you know he is very deplorable toward women? He does not like women. He is a mean person to women. They don't mind it for the first 15 or 20 minutes, and sometimes it takes them 40 years to come forth and tell us all about the story. However, the first 15 minutes is very blissful and delicious, but we don't want to pivot the conversation because the poll of polls, now we know this has to do with Democrats, but then the next morning it says, Clinton News Network polls, Trump's lost, he only has 5%, and he's grabbed Jill's pussy, and that's the conversation. But it didn't count for Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. It doesn't count those.
Did you do that alphabetically? Washington, Wyoming, you ended up with W's. Have to listen again someday.
Wisconsin, Wyoming, Bob.
Okay.
Next, right before Virginia. Not Virginia.
So
Virginia was way up. Vermont.
Shut up. Grim was telling Nate to go fuck himself. He's ridiculous because he hasn't got any certainty. So Nate tweets back, and this is in the article, mainstream. He says, this article is so fucking idiotic and irresponsible. That's Nate's first reaction to Grimm. And then he repeats it. Then he says, the reason we adjust polls for the national trend is because, quote, that's what works best empirically, unquote. It's not a subjective assumption. You agree with that, Ian? You agree with Nate? Not a
well, it's not
subjective.
It's not. Well, theirs is subjective because they pick and choose who they're polling. For example, they don't do any Spanish polls. People don't poll in Spanish, so no Spaniards are included in your poll of polls. Do they not vote? And if you're a Spaniard, do you only vote for the Hillary Rotten Clinton? Or do you not vote for Trump? It's very amazing. Are they excluded because they come in a bus and get back into the polls 9 hours after the polls close to cast a vote under cover of darkness? Does that mean that they're okay as long as they're voting for Hillary Rotten Clinton? Well, why don't they just go ahead and count and curve those votes, and then you don't have to worry about it. They don't have to ride the bus or wait in line and do all that kind of stuff or eat Domino's pizza in line, drinking bad water with no place to pee while they're waiting to cast their vote for the democracy.
Are you with us, people? Are you drumming along
yes,
with Ion
yes,
and his vocal rhythm? Are you with us, Kate?
Fabulous, hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Gene. Gene's still up there? Holy cow.
Yeah. Yes, dropped
so,
before.
So Nate says it's wrong to show Clinton with a 6-point lead when almost no national poll shows that. Doesn't reflect the data. So anyways, you brought up the Nate Silver so we could do a lot of ranting on the polling. So very appropriate, Ion. Now, Kate, you got any more questions?
Well, I guess I was just going to ask.
Yeah, you've done terrible so far, Kate.
Oh, no, the news are, no, Kate, the news are right up here. There's a new poll that says that Trump is neck and neck with Clinton. And if Clinton's neck gets stuck out further, they're going to chop it off. That's what all the solid lead in the Electoral College, and the Electoral College is going to go off with their head.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
So,
bring us a pig.
Is poltergeist spelt pollster, not poltergeist?
No, poltergeist. Poltergeist. Yeah,
I know
like
that.
Beetlejuice.
It's McLuhan's word
like
is poltergeist.
It is a poltergeist.
Yeah,
like Beetlejuice. It's like Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. I say poltergeist. It's poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
That wouldn't have an H after the G, I guess. It doesn't have an H after the G.
And an E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, Kate, can you fix up this waste of time
okay.
With some concrete statement?
Why don't I just ask you about the restructure, and it's doing wonders for me, and is there any advice you can give me about my body?
See, you're saying, can you give me advice? Yes, he can. But you're not specifying where you want the advice directed.
On my meat sack, on my physical performance.
Yeah, we like that part. Okay, let's
yeah.
get you. Let's start with those damn cuticles. That's where we're going to start. What's up with that, darling? Come on, let's get this together. We got to get it together. Have you seen your cuticles? Any little help, any little tender loving care. What's wrong with the mani, honey? What's wrong with it? No, just saying. What's wrong with the mani? Look, your fingernails grow very fast, which is good.
Okay, does that indicate any more remake?
Just get it balanced. Let's get back. Let's go to the esoteric. Tell us, get the coffee. Tell us what's going on. We'll help you. Tell us what's on your mind.
With the coffee, I will not drink coffee anymore. And
no, the coffee, that's the coffee talking. Coffee don't fact worth a damn either.
I think I'm thinking too much about all this.
Yes,
really
we agree. What's wrong with your feet? Why are your feet so messed up? You're pigeon-toed of late. What's up with that? Come on, get yourself together. Shake yourself and be God. That's what you're trying to do. You got it. You know, get a nice facial, get your fingers done, get your feet done, have a massage, you'll be all right. Quit talking about it and start living it. It's but a dream.
Okay, but when RNA drops is the only currency, it's hard to just go and get all those things when the bottle of RNA drops. And I'm not going to be able to become a citizen of the United States with a bottle of RNA drop.
You haven't even asked the director. Bob Six to put his man in the hot seat. You're already here, so you won't have to go back. You won't have to dig under the wall or anything. It's good. He hasn't sent off any ancillary nuclear weapons in Canada yet, so it's all good.
So if I just stay here and not go back, would I be deported and ever allowed back in again?
No, but do your paperwork so that you don't have to do all that. Still, you can do is do your paperwork. You're fine. Stop thinking about it.
Last thing for me today.
Well, you're overthinking it. It's not up for us. We got a little more to say. So you just listen up. It's funny. Get yourself together. Shake yourself and start coming into your place of your power. The same energy that got you out of that godforsaken hellhole called Canada is the same thing that's going to sustain you in this wonderful land of bliss and delight. The world is changing, and we understand your pontificated position of doom and gloom and whatever else terrible thing it is. Otherwise, it won't kill yourself, and then you won't have to worry about it. But it won't do any good because you're still as eternal as you ever were. See, what you need to know about the 15 states that's going to decide the election is a very specific thing here that comes into play. See, the Democrats, they're trying to win the third presidential election in a row because they're trying to keep the White House. See, and it's scheduled for a teardown because President Trump would never move into a smaller house in a bad neighborhood. Pennsylvania Avenue is pretty tough. There's a lot of gangsters that live right around there. And after he drains the swamp, they will have room for a nice big extension and an add-on. And tear that down, bring it on into a little closer up to the hay. We adore the hay. It's so beautiful. It's wonderful. Nice place. It overlooks, and you can see the Washington Monument, Pennsylvania Avenue. You should go look at it. It's very great. Then what happens is you come back quickly to get it all done and together.
That's excellent, Iowa, but let me ask you one more thing. Can you tell me what paperwork would suit me best?
You got to say it again.
Can you tell me what type of paperwork I need to fill out?
Get
a work visa.
Kate, you go to the government office and you get the forms and fill them out. You don't ask. I was going to tell you. Oh, don't fill in the third and fourth page. Yeah, yeah. Lots of luck with that. Ian's not a good advisor in these matters. He's too cavalier. He's too indifferent. So ask something about Mark Twain. Get into it. You know, ask some knowledge question.
Go down to the government office and tell them how to have a good orgasm, honey, and they'll give you anything you want. And if they need help, give them a visual.
Okay.
Give them a visual of how to do it. Show them the little man and show them the boat. Show them how to do it. Honey, you'll be a citizen. Honey, you'll have an amnesty. You'll have amnesty, honey. They'll lift and take you right on in there. Shake that money back a little bit, darling. They'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. It'd be all right.
Listen, look at the advice
I'm
giving you,
man. Come on,
you'll
man.
Be arrested
Come
if
on,
you do
man.
That.
Great
so,
advice.
Kate.
Come on,
get
man. Well, after you're a citizen, then you don't mind going to jail. It's not so bad. It's kind of like Canada. Jail in the USA is kind of like living in Canada. So it's about the same.
I feel like I've already experienced purgatory. So if I kill myself, I've been there, done that.
Kate, ask about Mark Twain.
Okay, that's Arizona.
Okay.
Don't forget that. In Colorado. Don't forget that. In Florida. Don't forget that. In Georgia. Don't forget that. And
what are these answers?
Iowa.
What's the question?
Iowa.
I don't know.
The question, you said Mark Twain.
Michigan. Okay.
Michigan. And Nevada. Don't forget Nevada. New Hampshire. New Mexico. North Carolina. See, Jenny Bell, we said it right. It's Carolina, not Carolina. It's North Carolina. And Ohio. Don't forget Ohio. Pennsylvania. Don't forget Pennsylvania. Utah. Don't forget that Macmillan. He is a gay, but don't worry about it. He ain't going to do nothing wrong. Virginia. Don't worry about it. And in Virginia, don't forget Virginia. And Wisconsin. Wisconsin, don't forget that. Don't forget that. Now,
we're
here's
moving
what's
on. I'm wasting people's time. We got hundreds of people.
No time. So here's
Thank
what happens.
Very much.
You are those states will be the ones that decide President Trump's fate.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mark Twain states.
Thanks,
okay,
Ion.
We go to, thank you very much, Kate. And we go to Susanna. Go ahead, Susanna.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey.
Yep.
Hey, I have a question about the salt and the leather and...
Oh, no, see, you were okay, Susanna.
Oh.
Fucking idiot. Oh. You're all clear, and then you start your question, you go muffle. You put your fucking head in the pillow. Well, fucking stay where you were. Do not move your mic.
Okay,
every
can you hear me
now? Every week
we gotta
deal with this shit. Yes, now stay there. Don't fucking move. Just move your lips.
Okay, I want to talk about the leather, salting the leather.
Okay,
now some variations
do
of the
your
process.
Head?
You
do
move
your
head around
when
you
talk? Do you smash up your lips
skin.
Against the mic?
And what the, when the skin is stretched, what it does, it loses its moisture. And you absorb the mesh, the agent, the leftover leather would be turned into glue. The tanners would then place scraps of hides in a vat of water to let them deteriorate for months. And that's how you salt the leather.
Was your question salting the leather?
Yes, salting the leather, because you played a recording from 2009 talking about Trump and what made him special, and Ion said, we're all special. It's all about salting the leather. So my question is, the salting the leather is a reference to ascension and what is happening with the new environment?
Yes.
And is that also related to the pickling, the pickles statement, or the pickles used in the Cobbler movie when the guy was jumping from body to body?
And we put it on the Goober Snatch.
Question I have is, with ascended beings, do they create their own environment to be in that environment of being pickled so that they can be...
Well, according to Phil, he says there's nothing we can do, so there's nothing we could do. Nothing they could do.
How does that relate to my question?
Your question is there really nothing they can do to stop this? And there's really nothing they can do.
I also wanted to ask about how you perceive all of us. Are there words to describe how you perceive us?
We see you as trite, silly, glib, clichéable, archetypal positions that are arguing for your own limitations, not to withstand separating yourself from your very force or meat sack that you can, but you really can't because you're still a dead ringer. Knowing what that means, but you're fighting for your fight, for your fight. It's fighting for yourself. It's a fight when you can just ascend and be God, because you're going to be with God anyway. People are trying to die so they can go be with God in heaven and blah, 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 and 40 virgins and ISIS and ISIL and Nisi and Tissi and Nisi and Tissi and Lissi and all them and the rest of them. So you just got to know what you know, because you're fighting amongst yourself. So we see you as silly, but we're still patient. We are not a doctor, and we're still okay, and we don't even know how to spell it, and that's what happens.
And yet you still see us for what we are underneath all that.
Yeah. See, it's okay, or is it O-K-A-Y? Which is it? It's the silliest thing ever. Bart, see, Bart doesn't know either. He's quoting okay, and he doesn't even know. Neither do we, and now we're arguing about how to spell a word we shouldn't be using anyway.
Regarding the bonds, you're saying there's going to be no more bond.
James or Jamie?
Bonds. Covalent bonds and ionic bonds.
Oh, covalent bonds, not James Bond. Okay. I'll just make sure. Yeah, just
so you say that those are going to be broken.
007. Yeah, 007. Lock her up. That's right.
What about polypeptide neutrino bonds?
The inhibitors are going to be split, and the myocardial is going to divide, and it won't know when to stop recreating, and it'll branch, and the rings of the arms will open, and then the cell will hold 144,000 double helix strands, and then that cell will be ascended, and then you lather, rinse, repeat. Haven't said that in 2 days, have we, Bob?
No, haven't.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Good. Let's
nice
good.
Work,
go to the beach
Susanna.
Now.
You got to
go to the beach
something.
Now.
You got to say something. They hadn't said in 2 days. That's pretty good, Susanna. But again,
yeah, Bob can't say that. Bob can't say that.
Oh, I guess I can. But I get clear, comprehensive answers. I mean, look at the chaos you come in and created, Susanna. You got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Maybe when you re-listen to it, you'll pick out some pattern. But why don't you start over again? Get into something sober. And don't lose your life.
There's no profit in that bullshit.
I don't know. I just want to have fun.
So. Yeah, girls just
are you
have
having fun,
Bob.
And look, you've been saying that for 3 years or so. Have you had any fun?
I'm having more fun. Okay, here's something sober. I don't know if it's the restructure, Ryan, or I want to call you Ryan. Ion,
okay,
or
gotta go.
Everything. Oh, no.
Yeah, see? You, right when you got to what you wanted to know, he's gone. See? Start bawling your head off.
You,
you're
it was
again.
Nothing that I just wanted to say that I don't know if it's all the completement formulas all together, including the restructure or just the restructure, but I just feel in my physical meat sack that my joints are just feeling so fluid and I'm feeling limber, and it's just incredible. I'm loving it, so I'm having fun there.
From the restructure, you're feeling, you start taking the restructure, you're feeling fluid joints.
Yes.
It was interesting what Kim brought up about the Mississippi River and the riparian water rights in the Tennessee Valley TVA being equally owned by the British and the U.S. or having those rights.
Okay, listen to this, Suzanne. There's a famous book, The Torbett Document, which Mae Brussels said was the closest to the Kennedy assassination. Who did it? So she used it as her Bible. Well, if you read the Torbett Document, it's all about these Nazis gathered around the Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 30s.
Hmm. Mm,
and you heard Ion say Project Paperclip, that's the same thing.
Right.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go and buy the Torbett Document and read it. T-O-R-B-I-T-T.
Okay.
Buy that book. It's available. The Torbett.
And then you mentioned the
of a cabal.
And you mentioned the Chinese also coming in 33. Into something in 33. Was that the genesis of what got the Clinton into trouble and caused 9/11 because he didn't repay? Was that the loan?
No, that's the Nisana, whatever it's called. That's something different.
Nisara.
It might be connected in some way. Yeah, Nisara. But the thing is, in 1933, these deals were made, and then in 1934, it was against the law for a citizen to have gold. So this was the setup before they announced in 1934 under, you know, Roosevelt's first administration. Said, okay, we now are owned by someone else, and you people can't have gold. That happened in 1934. And it took like till about 1974 before Americans could have gold again.
You know, one of the
that was all done
things,
in the year before.
One of the other interesting things about the Tennessee Valley Authority is it also has precedence over the Federal Election Committee. And what that is to elect an administrator to administer the bankruptcy of the United States. So whoever gets
okay, Ion's here. Ask Ion about that. Address that to Ion.
Well, we know that. We told her that.
No, let her ask a question. Nobody knows nothing. You garble all over the place. Say a million different things. So start over again. Re-ask the question.
We resemble.
Yeah,
well,
you are. You do resemble it. Go ahead, Kim.
Ion, I read that the Federal Election Committee was started with the 1933 Act through the Tennessee Valley Authority, and it said that the elections are to elect a bankruptcy administrator. I believe that's what it said, and that's what the elections are for, is who is going to preside over the bankruptcy. Is that what our elections are for? Is that what the head figure is?
Well, that's what the committee includes. The election committee controls the TVA through Project Paperclip, but that's how that works.
Okay, so originally the TVA was Great Britain,
it's right to be sharing the waterways and land that our
riparian
has no right to.
Riparian right. That's what it's about.
Riparian. Okay, and then the Nazis come in later, correct, with Oak Ridge and the Project Paperclip, so that was added onto something that was already existing?
Well, that's just, it's a coalescing of the whole thing. So you got the board of directors, and then you got the nominating committee, and then the review has to have a set place of how they apply. They call it their position, and their position then includes nothing else is controlled. It's like a code of conduct type thing. Because, see, they call themselves a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but it's really not.
Well, that's what I found out when I read the documents. It was funny that Stranger Things had the Energy Commission running their programs, you know, that would be hidden underneath that entity, but you wouldn't really look at it.
Right.
You would.
Right, always.
Okay. Hidden always. In plain sight.
Plain sight. That's right. That's right. And see, and there you go, and that's the, and then in that 1939 position, it's what slides you into a different level. And you are not going to question that. And if you question that, you're not going to call the utility and cuss them out because Nixon did a bad thing, are you?
So
I don't know that would have heard.
This thing about the Project Paperclip, the Nazis, Tennessee Valley Authority, and the nomenclature. May Brussel got very close, but what you're saying she missed. There's something there you just said that she missed, right? But she got very close to that importance
That's
of
correct.
That stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
But I can see where
indeed.
She missed it.
Yeah.
So, Kim, you caught up to May Brussel.
Well, that's not too much of a thing. That's an okay thing, but don't go mortgage the farm if that's all you got out of it, honey.
But and you said the water rights extend not just along the river, but through the basin as well, through all the feeders into the river.
That is everything that's in that, everything that flows into that table. That's correct.
So it's a Excellent. Much larger area than just the Mississippi
well,
area.
There's only four water tables in the whole United States of America, as you call the America. So if you have those, you control one of four, you control a half.
Well, they said that the Tennessee Valley Authority had built their dam in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that that controlled the waterway of the Ohio River that fed into the Mississippi
the
River.
The Tallapoosa Basin, yes.
And then you had said that is like 45 miles south, I believe, of Cairo, Illinois. Isn't that where you said at one time a great earthquake would occur that would cause the Mississippi to run backwards?
Well, this side of Joplin, but yes, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake. The Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite direction. That's coming. We're just a little ahead of it. Y'all messed it up when we went to the middle ground. So we had to basically start all over. We had a perfectly good cake recipe, and y'all messed it up. We're not arguing. We're just telling you. We're just reporting. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. The coffee don't fact check a damn.
Come on, man.
All is
come
recorded.
Come on, man. All is recorded. Yeah, come on, man.
Does the water table
yes.
that you're discussing right now, does that relate to when we spoke about the Mississippi Delta?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, already
okay.
answered, yes. Good. Okay. You want to do some rapid fire? Can we do multi-rapid fire? Y'all got to stay on point. And Bob likes it, and Keto's sitting already. He's chomping at the bit. The superfluous bit. Bit like. So, no, they're not bringing bitcoins back. No, they're not going to bring it up. No, they're not going to let it go. No, the Church of Scientology is not going to be successful at their bid to try to overthrow the government. Yes, L. Ron Hubbard was a mover and a shaker in his day, but he lost all of his flavors. No, there won't be any other. Oh, wait, sorry, we lost this. We got ahead of y'all. Go ahead. Sorry, we digress.
Does Coach K-O-C-H... Does Coach or
You don't have to spell it, honey. Go ahead.
Does that relate Coke. To Southern Company?
No, it does not, but they're friends. We
okay.
like them both.
Okay.
The Koch brothers don't have anything to do with Southern Company. They'd like to, but Bob won't let them. By the way, we've brought the price down a little bit so y'all can buy some more. Every time it's below 50, let her turn on the buy.
Thank you.
So who's that speaking? Is this Ellis?
We're doing rapid fire, Bob. Don't disturb it.
Yeah, me too. Rapid firing.
Alyssa.
Myself.
Ion, how does China relate to the Tennessee Valley Authority? Do they relate at all?
Through bond referendums that they're financing.
Is Whitestone found in the town, in the area?
Yes.
Is that why the British wants control of it? Or the Queen?
They don't know what they want. They just want to run everything.
Hey, Ian, this whole Tennessee Valley Authority, does that overlap with the enclave at the Commonwealth of Virginia that the British have?
Certainly.
Did the French know they were giving away the Whitestone when they did the Louisiana Purchase?
No.
Since silica is increasing in our blood from RNA, are we essentially the Whitestone now?
No,
Do you want to be a slab of stone? I don't think you want to
be a slab. You'd be a hauser of it, not yet.
Hey, Ion, about a week ago, Bob or Roxy said that St. Germain's portrait would not stay on the wall in Beauregard because of the vibrations. What is it about St. Germain that is so completely different that it could not stay in that castle?
Well, the frequency change, the shift in the frequency, was outside what the image could, or tort of the image could hold.
Is that a factor that makes the vault and Thapa's host like that, Ian? What you just said, can you apply that to the vault?
Similar, okay. But it's for a different reason. His is satanic in nature.
Is that what happened when I was cleaning?
Ion,
is that what happened when I was cleaning and the picture fell off the wall?
The first time. The second time it wasn't. It's fallen twice.
Ion, is St. Germain the first development from the immortal to the eternal state?
Well, with no time, there is no pecking order. So you don't have a pecking order. So that first and last one, they always were.
They always were. Okay.
So, see how that's nebulous? We'll answer the question from your point of asking, but you won't like it because any answer we give is nullified by the prognostication that it doesn't apply to the new and knowing that it's the conversation.
Would you say any words, Ion, on the great crescendo of this weekend's celebration? You said the
what, Bert?
Well, I'm reciting Ion's words verbatim because you know this is coming into All Hallows Eve, so it's all kind of fun stuff is fixing to open up. The stars are aligned.
You talk about last week?
Last week, yeah.
Mm-hmm, they are. They were saving it for today. And we keep hot on the presses, trying to keep you all abreast of all the news.
All right. So that's, the Hillary stuff is coming at the last moment.
And Trump's win.
Will Trump cause a Brexit moment?
It will be. It'll be the largest Brexit movement in the history of your world. We're bringing Queen Isabella to the inauguration. You'll see.
Brexit movement will happen over the next couple of years, or it'll happen on Tuesday?
It's already happened. They've already voted for it to happen, and it will happen on Tuesday. So much so that they're accusing dead people of voting. We're going to produce the dead people.
The dead people voting are like almost a ratio of the dead coming to life. It's almost a small example of that.
Hey, Ion, do you have something to do with the movement of the British government trying to stop the exit of Brexit?
No, that is a distraction. They want out too. They just don't know how to pay for it. See, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Regarding the stock market after Trump wins, will it be volatile just for a day or for a longer span of timing?
For a longer span of time. There's a crack in the blue wall.
What does that refer to, the blue wall?
Here at the wall, Breitbart.com.
And then you mentioned 108, did you say, I don't know if you said hours till Trump is elected. Is that right? Did you say 108 hours or 108 of something else?
108 stitches in a baseball, 108 years to go, Kirsten, 108 times Bob has ejaculated today.
My man.
That's about it. He's a big boy.
Okay, now, Leah, wherever you are, Leah, start talking. I don't know where you are on the list.
Okay.
Start talking. Leah, Norway, go ahead. Talk to Ion.
Well, I'm Sweden. Hi. Thank
ahead.
You for letting me talk. That's pretty cool.
Hello.
Of course, I have all these questions, and now I can't think of any of them. But,
that happens sometimes, honey. That happens. There's no worries.
Why don't you write them down,
thank you.
Leah?
I did, and now I had to find them, so thank you. I was curious with
oh, yeah.
the
when,
new
no, she said, we're going
drop.
An extra hour, everybody. We're going another hour, so
woo-hoo.
Relax.
Yay! Thanks,
Bob. Bob, it's just now 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Bob.
It's not an extra
yeah.
hour. It's
yeah.
just now 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was
we're
curious
really.
About is the new, it's the new drop.
Not really an extra hour. It's just because the time changed.
With the fermentation that's going on, is
yes.
I've noticed
so
that
Leah,
my touch
did you find
is very,
your
very different.
Hey, Leah. Leah!
Yeah.
Did you
yes.
find your list of questions?
He's asking it.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't care. Did you find your list? I mean, you write a list. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I've had to scold a lot of people today, and you're going to get scolded.
I'm trying.
You come and you wait from fucking Sweden, and then you're when the questions come up, you
Bob,
ain't ready.
I'm trying.
And then you have to go look
it,
for your
I'm
list.
I'm trying to talk. And you're not even letting me talk.
No, you get scolded
it.
First for me even to have to bring the issue up. Okay, so now you got your list. You're ready to go. And
yes.
never show up again without your fucking list, okay?
She was in the middle.
No, it was right
I don't
her
care about
question.
That. That doesn't matter.
Oh,
and
man.
This applies to everybody. You better start fucking writing your questions down. That's where we're going to spend an extra hour. You're fucking being detained. This is consider this a detention for your sloppy way of acting today.
Cracking, folks.
Bob's
Lord.
Making it.
Yes,
list.
Yes.
Check
all right.
Twice. You're going to find out.
That's right. Santa Claus.
Bobby.
I know who's
I couldn't move.
Place.
Okay.
I was ordered not to move. That's why I couldn't
he'll ejaculate all on you. Just to be still. He'll shoot a quarter mile now. So better now be still.
I have a question.
Oh, you better watch out.
Shut
better
up.
Rock.
No, it's my turn.
Meanwhile,
I'm going to
check him a bit.
Okay.
Bob, check
what
him
I
a bit.
Know
thanks.
Is
yeah, check
your
list.
God.
But, yeah. Yeah, I'm just on a power trip. You guys know that, right? I'm taking advantage of being... I've never had a power trip. Okay, that should be you. You should have an open line, Leah. No, go ahead.
No, Leah. That's me, Bob. That's Phil, not Leah.
Okay, so we got to start all over again. We got to find out what
how's that
Leah
power
is.
Trip working for you, Bob?
It's a new experience.
Okay, this is Leah.
Okay, Leah.
Hi,
where are you, Leah?
I am right here waiting.
Everyone be quiet other than Leah.
Yeah, like,
oh, yay.
It's weird.
Oh, no. Come on, Bob. Get
no.
your act mine together.
Mine through Phil.
But I'm
Phil.
Through the Skype, though. I'm a different
yeah. He's Skyping,
thing.
Bob.
Maybe that's why.
Get
yeah.
your
oh,
act together.
Oh, there's way up there. Okay, I got you, Leah.
Yay.
Ion's
woo-hoo.
Still here. Is Ion still here? Yeah, Ion's still here. He's very
of course.
Okay,
we've
go
been
ahead,
here.
Leah.
We've been here all the time with all this power tripping.
Yeah,
I know.
We just don't want to get
it.
We just know. We just know.
Trip.
We just know.
Carol,
that,
I power
we
trip.
Just know. We just know. Everybody should be aware there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Fabulous.
Okay, Leah.
Okay, so I
look
have a question
at your piece
about
of paper.
Portals. If we're gods and we can create our own portals, then yes.
Nope, you cannot.
Okay.
Wrong, Leah. Wrong.
Damn. Right, next question. The new RNA drops with all of the fermentation going on with them.
It's not fermentation. There is no fermentation.
Okay. What creates...
You've been missing the line Ted Cruz again.
Then I would like to know, with the new drops, I've found that things are manifesting much, much faster. And also
yep.
that my touch creates something
more
in
sensitive.
Other people. And I was
it's more sensitive. Be careful who you lay your hands on. You'll fuck them up, honey.
Okay, because I've noticed that people react really strongly when I touch
them. Sure, they certainly, yes, they should. That's right. Even Jesus on the Emmaus Road, he said, don't touch me yet. My ascension is complete. He'll even hype up even more.
And that leads me to my next question with the ascension. For me, I was curious if you would tell me the recommended best way to reach ascension faster.
You don't want to do it faster. You want to do it completely. So what you're doing is
completely.
Fine because you might overwhelm it because you're still holding on to the little man part of you, the less than part of you, the
yes.
part that might die, the part that might die. And so we're trying to
ease
that
driving
back
me crazy.
Say, stop. We know crazy's not so bad. At least you're not thinking about it. It's so good. Be stone cold crazy. Bob's the only one on the planet
okay.
who's got a piece of paper that says he's not crazy. The rest of you are on caveat emptor.
Okay, so why am I so
it's
crazy?
Narcissism, because of narcissism.
Okay. And that's a good thing?
Sure, you want to engage. It's fun. Your body is naturally responding to the natural response. It's perfectly wonderful.
Okay.
Get you the right fella, honey, and they'll change you. They'll rock your world.
Can you help me with that? That'd be awesome.
If you can stand it, honey, okay. Hang on, though.
And the salt obsession. I feel like I could just be sucking on a salt lick all day long. Is that because of the RNA drops, or
it's the body's natural response? You're not using. Used to, you use salt. You're no longer using salt. You're not salting the tan. So there's never a place where you find it's more or less than it's not.
Can you please explain to me the reason why there's so much hair loss that it's not growing back on my head?
Well, that's a conditioner thing.
A conditioner thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So change my
conditioner.
And
you've got the pH of your
okay.
head like about a good caustic acid.
Okay.
So
and then it will all grow back to what it was.
It's releasing. Well, if that's what you want, it doesn't matter. But it's sort of sexy without it, so it's okay with us.
It's not okay with me, though. All right, I appreciate that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, and that's fine. But you're follically challenged because you're not allowing yourself to breathe. Put some Renew on it if it's really bad at night.
Okay, it's all over my head.
Well, you can't afford to put it all over your head, just where you're losing a little hair. It'll sting now. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. So that's good.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Do I sparkle here?
You do.
In the world that I'm living in? Okay.
You also arc.
I arc. Can you explain what that is? Arcing?
Yeah.
When I arc when I walk or just... Is that why my lower back is so... Okay, I arc. And that means that my whole essence of me is visually curved to other people?
It's a luminous electrical discharge between two electrodes and other points. The circumference of a circle or another curve.
And that's how I come across to other people?
Yeah, to form an electric arc. Check that switches operate properly with no signs of arcing.
So that would explain why they stare at me all the time.
Well, they do that just because you're hot, though, honey. You're hot. Just get it. Come get right. Tell them if they got the money, honey, you got the time.
The guy that I was dating just last week, is he human?
Well, he's good, but he ain't that good, honey.
Is that a yes or is that a no?
Nah, not completely. He's a good run, but you'll get him. You get you the right one, you won't be able to turn it loose. They won't get away from you.
That would be fantastic. I'd appreciate that very, very much.
No worries. Just keep yourself right, honey. You'll be okay.
And what would you suggest the best way to keep myself right?
stop making it be about the journey. You're trying to make everything be about the journey. Journey was a band. It didn't do very well. Start living in the moment and allow that moment to supersede or acquiesce your knowing of history or the world, that you're not making history, that everything you do is not going to be memorialized some fucking piece of granite somewhere. Have some fun. Engage. Be contemporaneous. An extemporaneous.
Okay.
Not be such an oral interpretation kind of gal.
I know. I'm in my head a lot.
That's okay, but if you're not going to swallow, it's no good. Get out of your head.
No, it's no fun. And that will help with this whole lawsuit thing going on.
It certainly will take the heat out of the fire. Good. Quit trying to prove your point. You've already won, but don't. Well, you're gonna. If you're not careful, you're gonna snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Can you recommend the best way to be victorious and have this end very soon?
Interrogatories.
Can you explain that further?
Look at them. Look up what interrogatories are, or ask somebody that's helping you with it, and tell them to look there, and then they'll know, and then that'll answer your question, because otherwise we're going to be talking your shit here in this private little quadrant with 16,000 other people on the damn phone.
All right, I appreciate that, because I'm ready for that to be over, and I wasn't before, so now I've got it. And the way I'm dealing with my lawyer is the proper way, or is there a better way to deal with him? I guess I'll just look up interrogatory and go from there.
Damn. I mean, okay, a written question that is formally put to one party in a case by another party and that must be answered.
Thank you.
The request for further information. A formal set of written questions propounded by one litigant and required to be answered by an adversary in order to clarify matters of fact and help to determine in advance what facts will be presented at any trial in the case. You can solve this whole damn thing right here just by putting them on Jump Street, and you're done. But no, you know everything, and you want to run everything, so you got it. So.
But I don't want to do that anymore. I'm ready to be done with it. So I appreciate very much you helping me with that. There's a lot of activity in my apartment. Can you help me be able to use some of the energies in the apartment to do certain things? Is that possible? Iron, are you still there?
Yeah, I think Ian dropped off. He left us stranded here in the extra hour. I'm pissed.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate you letting me talk to him. To them.
That's good. Well, thank Bill. Bill sent me a note. I happened to actually see the note, and he said that you were on the line from Sweden. So we barged
in.
Oh,
thank you so much, Bill.
Yeah.
I appreciate that so much.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, tell us about your life in Sweden. She hung up. Let's go see. Yeah, she hung up. She just used us and left.
Bob, what time is it for you? Is it 9:13 a.m.?
Yes.
What's up?
Ion's back.
Oh, Ion's back. Okay.
Ion's back.
Dun, 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 okay, dun, hey, Ion. I have something to mention to you. When we were doing Theodore Sturgeon's book, More Than Human, last night, the little baby, which was like a little computerized cyborg baby, warned the character who had found an anti-gravitational device and said, get rid of that device. It'll cause a war or a global economic collapse. So we know that, and so we're bringing our technology very carefully forward. But it also applies personally. If you ascend immediately, that would cause a war in yourself or a collapse. So the same metaphor, personal ascension, has to be done carefully, slowly, just like bringing forth Coldplay has to be done carefully and slowly. You like that parallel?
It's okay. It's not true, but it's okay.
Why isn't it true?
You have two roads. Remember the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road. Some people get it by fire and it's instant. Some people get it long and slow, slide down the abyss. Both apply.
But you seem to recommend the slow path to most people.
Well, typically it's not such a white knuckle. It's not such a white knuckle flight. But there's others. Once they figure out where the lampstands are and how they apply, you can go right on to it, big one.
So little men tend to have to take the slow road?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. When they go low, you get high. Did you get that?
You got the two roads.
When they go low, you get high. I'm going to get high. Bro, you're a Jack Serfetti.
So you offer yourself to some people who can do the Damascus Road and get zapped.
Yes.
And become some kind of a exalted state quickly. So our thousands of hours of payday is more for the Emmaus Road situation?
Maybe.
Is there anybody?
It's all relative.
There are Damascus Road people who tune into the show and they can have a Damascus. They got a Damascus potential. They can listen to you and have a smack on within 2 hours.
And bam,
there have been listeners who have been responded that way.
They are. And some of your high levels. Stephanie did it. Karen Goldberg did it instantly. Doing well.
Okay, so I just want to bring that up.